Fairbanks' first LED streetlights are up and running. Fairbanks Metropolitan Area Transportation System, or FMATS, coordinator Donna Gardino says the energy-saving lights were installed as part of larger upgrade projects. She says light from the LEDs is noticeably different from that emitted by the older technology they replace.
It's really a complicated process as to say whether they're brighter or not, but in my eye, it seemed clearer and crisper than the high-pressure sodium, which had more of a glow to them.
Gardino says national studies are in the works to better define the quality of LED lighting and what it means for driver safety. The state recently put out requests for bids for the replacement of up to 3,000 streetlights in the cities of Fairbanks and North Pole. But Gardino says the LED installations are being restricted to side streets and neighborhoods.
They're still doing a lot of research as to what the spacing needs to be on the LED lights compared to high-pressure sodium, for example. And that's just one of the technical aspects that the engineers are looking into. And that's why, to maintain safety, we want to make sure that we're just putting the LED lights out where there's low volume, low-speed traffic.
LED street light conversions are happening across the country to save energy. FMATS Gardino says it's estimated that the cost of running streetlights in Fairbanks will drop between 20% to 40% once all the LEDs are installed. The Fairbanks and North Pole projects are expected to cost $5 million. Gardino says the work could be completed this winter, depending on the contractor selected.